$1,775 to go. And we're very grateful to our angel friends. You see, a little bit of participation goes a long way.
It does.
Helping us meet our needs. And so we're very grateful and thankful to the folks out there, the mighty men of God.
And ladies.
And the mighty women of God. You know, we were talking about David going down to take the sack lunch. You know, his dad packs and take this down to your brother. Right. He's down there fighting a battle. You're just a little shepherd boy. Go down there. Well, in one day, he went from being a little shepherd boy to being a mighty man of God.
That's right.
You know.
No one knew what God was doing inside of him.
That's right.
But God.
And you think about, you know, the potential that we each have today to do something great for the Lord. It might not seem to be great. I'm just taking the lunch down to my brother.
Right.
You know, I'm just, that's all I'm doing. I'm going to go down there and mind my own business. And, you know, I got a few fish, a few loaves of bread here. I'm going to take down, make sure he's got something to eat. He wasn't smart enough to take his own lunch with him. So got to go down and feed him. And then before the day was over, David slew a giant.
That's right.
So let's slay a giant today. How about it?
Amen.
We've got a long way to go. Let's be giant killers today.
That's it. That's
you know, let's slay the giant.
That's it.
Amen. 888-221-8990 is the number to call with your pledge of support. We're going to just see what happens here this morning. Our time is 7:46. Lines are open. You can also give online too, can't you?
Yes, you can give online at WCNO.com. So you can go there and you can make a pledge. You don't have to have the resources in your hand or your pocket at this time.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a pledge and you'll receive a letter with a return envelope. You can give when you have it. Or if you want to put it on a card, debit card, charge card, you can do that as well. You can make a one-time gift. You can set it up over a few months, up to 6 months, and you'll see all that online at WCNO.com.
All right. Well, Jennifer had called from Tamarack and asked that we pray for her and for her family. So let's do that right now. Heavenly Father, I lift up Jennifer to you this morning in prayer. Lord, you know the desires of her heart. You know the intentions that she has today and what she has planned and where she's going and what she'll be doing. And we pray for her today, Lord, that you'd bless everything that she does today, that you'd give her the desires of her heart, that you'd minister to her in body, soul, spirit, mind, in every way, Father. Minister to her finances. Bless her family, her loved ones, her mom, dad, brothers, sisters, children, husband, whatever members are there in her family today. We pray, dear God, that you'd bless them all according to their needs. Bring healing, health, and wholeness to their lives, but most of all today, overshadow them with your presence and draw them close to your heart. Father, we ask it today in Jesus' name, and amen. And God bless you, Jennifer. We thank you so very, very much. Alonzo from West Palm Beach calling in this morning with a gift of $15. Good morning, Alonzo. God bless you. Thank you for picking up the phone, calling today, and getting in with a gift of $15, and that's going to take us another step closer to our goal. Alonzo, God bless you. Thank you for your gift. And let's see, that takes us up to a grand total of $45,240. We're $760 away from that second $1,000 level, and who knows, we might be there before 8 o'clock today if we are not real careful.
That's right, and someone may be looking for an opportunity to make a gift, and a matching gift at this time would be, I think we cleared out all the matching funds. And
that's
so,
right. So you never know where they're
never
coming
know.
From.
Someone may want to step in and put some funds up to be matching funds. That would be a wonderful blessing as well.
That's right. Well, our friends from Port St. Lucie certainly started up this
Got
morning.
Got it started, and we do appreciate Amen. It. That's what it takes, Tom. It takes someone saying, I can be used of God right now in this way.
That's right. Well, you know, sometimes it takes the first person in line to open up the door for the rest of the folks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember years ago when I was in the Air Force up in Minnesota, a bunch of us young guys, we decided that we were going to go out and learn how to jump out of perfectly good planes.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, you know, for the thrill of it, I suppose, you know, as young guys, you know.
Right.
And so we went over to Superior, Wisconsin. There was a jump school there, and we went through the class. Well, about halfway through the class, about half the guys that thought it was a good idea, that was smarter than the rest of us, they got up and left.
Oh, they quit.
They quit.
Quit before they jumped out of the
good plane. They showed this video of a guy jumping out of the plane who didn't open his chute.
Oh.
You know, it was a dummy. You know, they had a camera strapped to a dummy. And at that point, half the guys quit. Well, the rest of us didn't have any sense. But, you know, we decided to finish the class. We got in the plane. And I remember, you know, going up. And I was the first one sitting right by the door. Mm. And so we get up in the plane, and the guy told us, and now, you know, it's kind of loud inside the plane, so what I'm going to do, he said, we'll open the door. And he said, when I pop you, he said, I'll reach over and slap you on the knee. And he said, when I do that, he said, you crawl out, get on the wing. And he said, when I slap you on the shoulder, you turn loose and let go. And so I'm sitting there, and he opened the door, and he slaps me on the knee, and I looked at him like, are you crazy? Now, nobody else could go until I went.
Right. You were in the way.
You know, I had to be the one to go out first before anybody else could. Well, you know, it's kind of like that this morning. You know, maybe God is calling you to get out the door
step
first.
Out. There you go.
He's calling you to step out in faith. And once you do, maybe somebody else can come out
behind you. There you
and
go.
So that's what our friends in Port St. Lucie did this morning. They took that leap of faith. They stepped out in faith and let go. And God used them to help raise a little over $1,000.
Isn't that great?
And so that might be you this morning.
That's right.
You know, your $15 gift, your $25 gift, whatever it is, do what God is laying on your heart this morning. And let's just see what God will do today. Amen.
There you go.
I'm believing.
The number is 888-221-8990.
I'm believing.
I am believing with you.
I'm standing in faith. You know, I told David last night, he says, I got to be positive. I said, well, that's my blood type.
Be positive.
Be positive.
There you go. Amen.
So we're going to be positive
there you
today.
Go.
That's our
Amen.
Blood type.
Amen.
And so you be positive too. And help us by calling with your gift of support. We're going to get back to some music. The lines are open. That phone number again.
888-221-8990.
A little slower.
888-221-8990.
There we go. Okay. And get that call in. Make that pledge. Let us hear from you this morning. The time is 7:52. Praise my soul the King. Let's praise the Lord today. Praise my soul, the King. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:58 here at WCNO, and we're very grateful and thankful to Colleen from Hope Sound calling in this morning and giving a gift of $50. And Jonathan, she has a prayer request here. Blessings for a new house. She's looking for a new house. I just went through all of this. I just sold my house. Looked for a house. We looked high and low all over. We finally found one. I know what she's going through. And so we're going to pray for Colleen to get that new house, that new home that they're looking for. So Heavenly Father, we lift up Colleen to you today in prayer, her family. Lord, they're looking for a new home, a new house. And we just pray, Father God, Lord, that today that you would lead them, guide them, direct them, and open up their eyes to find that home that you would provide for them, one that will be a blessing to them, one that's in good repair and that's move-in ready. Father, Lord, we ask your God today that you would bless them according to their desires for a new home. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Colleen. We wish you well in your search for that new home. Her gift of $50 takes us up to $45,290, and we are $700.